Maseches Kelim, Perchav Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Elu nimdadim kful. The following items are measured when you're measuring whether they're makabel tumah or not, doubled over or folded over. And the reason is, as we saw with the shirt in the previous Mishnah, that you need two pieces of, or two lengths of cloth, one that's worn on one side of the body, one that's worn on the other side of the body. So when you take this item off, you don't unfold it and spread it out and get the minimum of 3 by 3, let's say if it's cloth, by measuring both the front and back together, but rather you fold it in half. That's what we mean by kfulin, that it's folded in half. And then that item folded in half, that must be 3 on 3 while folded. So what are these items? Ampalia, a felt shoe, a shoe made of cloth. Ufmailina, linya, these are breeches. These are pants that come down to just below the knee and then tie in place there. Umichnasayim, and pants, regular pants. Vichoiva, and a hat. Vichis shel pandia, and a hollow belt. This is a belt that had sort of a pocket inside of it that you would store money or other items in. Umatlis, and now, so a new case. Now, let's say a patch. Shetloya al hasafa, that was sewn or attached to the edge. So there are a couple of different interpretations, but it seems everybody agrees this patch or this piece of material is attached to the neck of the item, of the garment. And either it was meant to be a reinforcement for the neck to keep it from tearing, or it was sort of a collar-like attachment. So what's the story with that particular piece of material? So im pshuta, if it is straight, meaning one translation seems to be that it is attached only to one side of the garment, either the left or the front or the back, or maybe the left or the right. It seems to me that it might also make sense to say that it's doubled over the edge, meaning it sort of forms a hem. It's folded around. But here, if it's pshuta, if it's not folded around, it's just attached sort of like a collar, then it's nimdad as pshuta, then it is measured straight. But if it is folded, if it is doubled, so again, this can either mean on both sides of the garment, or it means that it's folded over and sort of forms a hem, I guess. Nimdad as kful, then it has to be measured doubled over. Mishnah Zayin. Habeged, a piece of cloth. She'arag by shleisha al shleisha, that you have woven 3 by 3 tfachim. Which is the minimum shear for Tumas Midras. And we're talking about an item that was exactly, precisely 3 by 3. V'nitma Midras, and then it became Tumas Midras. Let's say Azov sat on it. So now it has a Tumah of Midras, which it can have because it meets that minimum shear exactly. And then v'hishlam alav eskala begad, and then you weave onto it the rest of the garment, onto this 3 by 3 patch, you weave onto the rest of it, the garment. V'acharkach, and then afterwards, natal chut echad mitchilasa, you remove one thread from that initial piece. So again, we have the initial piece. It's exactly 3 by 3. It's tame midras. It was sat on by Azov. So it's an avatuma. And you have the rest of the garment that's woven on it. So the rest of the garment, for now at least, is also tame midras, because if something is tame, anything attached to it has the same status. But then we said you remove one thread from the initial piece. So now the initial piece is less than 3 by 3. So it can't be makabel tumas midras anymore. Nonetheless, we say, so if we say v'achrach natal chut echad mitchilasei, we say tahar min hamidras. So therefore, the entire garment is tahar min hamidras, because that initial piece, which had the tumas midras, no longer has the shear. Even though it has the shear with the rest of the beged, that initial piece doesn't have the shear. You lose the tumas midras. However, aval tamei maga midras, it is tamei as something that came into contact with something that was tamei midras. Everything was attached to that initial piece. That initial piece was tamei midras. So anything that initial piece would have come into contact with would be tamei maga midras, arisha in the tumah. And so everything here has that tumah as well. Now, natal chut echad mitchilasei, if you removed that thread from the beginning, after it was tamei, so you have a 3 by 3 piece of material, and you remove, and then a zav sits on it, so it's tamei midras, and then you remove a thread from that piece of material. So obviously that piece of material is no longer tamei midras. The achar kach hishlam alav es kol habeged, and only after that you weave onto it, you complete upon it the entire garment, tamei maga midras. It is tamei maga midras. The reason is, we say, we regard the original piece as being, in addition to being tamei midras, but also tamei for contact with something that was tamei midras, maga midras. And that status was not lost when it became smaller than 3 by 3. And then that status was then transferred to the rest of the garment as it was woven upon it. So therefore, the entire garment is tamei maga midras, tamei for being in contact with something that was tamei midras.